Well, I shared in the last service that until I got up here, I didn't know what I was saying. So, and I don't even remember what I shared in the last service. So this is just me relying on the Holy Spirit. Hopefully he gives me the words that he wants me to share. But I am probably the biggest Pharisee in my house. I really struggle with the religious spirit. And over the last year, God has really been working on my own heart. And as he's worked on my own heart, he showed me how my religious spirit has affected my parenting. And so I have five children, and even though I'm parenting them with a religious spirit, this, you know, I'm doing the same thing, depending on their personality, they receive it differently and they respond to it differently. And so it's kind of like two sides of the same coin. On one side, I have my kids who are rule lovers. They love rules. They want to know what the rule is, and they want to abide by it, and they want to check it off, and they kind of pat themselves on the back like, you know, I'm good. I did this. And those are more like my Pharisees. And then I have my children who are rule breakers. They act before they think, and they never can really, they always seem to fail. They never seem to abide by the rules. And it really leads them to hopelessness and despair. They feel like they can never measure up. And so I just want to kind of share two different stories about my Pharisee and what I call my prodigals, the ones that are just really rebellious. With my Pharisees, I think I said this too last week. I actually have never always known this, but the Lord showed me early on in parenting that it wasn't just about my child's behavior. If they were doing something wrong, it wasn't just that behavior that I needed to punish and deal with. It was their heart. But what I neglected was that those children who are doing things good, I just assumed that their heart was good. Mm-hmm. And as the Lord showed me how I was doing really good on the outside, but my heart was far from the Lord, he was saying, guess what? You might have some children that are doing a lot of good things, but their heart is far from me. And so the Lord started telling me, you need to look at your children and say, is what they're doing, the good thing that they're doing, is it an overflow of the working of the Holy Spirit in their heart? Which sometimes it is, or is it the good things that they're doing, is it because they become really good Pharisees? And so I started asking that question of my children and asking the Lord to show me when the times that they were just being really good Pharisees. And I started telling my kids differently. I started saying, you know what? Because what I used to say to my kids was, and you probably all have done this, is, well, when you share with your sister, the Lord smiles. The Lord's happy. That makes God happy. And the truth is, God is happy if they share, if it's an overflowing of the Holy Spirit working in their heart. But if they share and they do that action but in their heart, they're full of bitterness and selfishness and anger that they have to share, then the Lord's not pleased. And so God just kept showing me how I could tell them, God's looking at your heart, and give them the gospel that it's really about their heart. And I could give you lots of stories about my Pharisees, especially because I'm one of them. But I really want to share about one of my prodigals, especially this one's about my son. I have one son out of four girls, and he's got a lot of good big sisters that are like Pharisees and that are really good at keeping the rules. And he's not good at keeping the rules. And I think he just felt like he could never live up. He could never measure up. He could never be good enough. And I tried to get to his heart. You know, he'd hit his sister, and I'd say, let's get to that. Is that anger? What is under there? But then what I'd say to him is, God's sad that you're angry, and now you need to not be angry anymore. And what I was really telling him was, God's upset with his behavior, and he needs to, in his own power, change his actions in his heart. Mm. And the Lord told me, Janelle, when you mess up and you fail, do I tell you, Janelle, oh, you better do better? I said, no. And God said, what do I give you? I said, you give me grace. You give me grace, Lord. And he said, you need to give that to your son. Mm. And so I started dialoguing with him differently. When he did something wrong, I'd say, you know what, buddy? Do you know why you sinned? And he'd be like, I'm bad. And I'm like, you know what? We're all sinners. Mommy sins, you sin, your sister sin. We all mess up. And guess what? it's okay. We don't have to be perfect because Jesus was born as a baby and he lived a perfect childhood, a perfect teenhood, a perfect adulthood, so that when you believe in Jesus Christ, when God sees you, he sees Jesus' perfect works. He doesn't see all the times you messed up. You don't have to get it right. You don't have to work. And I just kept giving him the gospel and I kept giving him grace. And it was about a month ago that my son came to me and he said, "Mommy, I'm tired of being bad. I want Jesus and I want the Holy Spirit to help me to be good. What do I have to do?" And the first thing that came to my mind was, you need to pray that prayer to become a believer. And the Lord stopped me and said, "No, don't tell him that because he's going to think that that's works." And I thought, my goodness, what do you tell him then? I mean, what do you do? And the Lord gave me this verse. He said, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And I said that verse to him and I told him what it meant. And then I said to him, "Buddy, do you believe this?" And he said, "Yes, Mommy." I said, "Do you believe this?" "Yes, Mommy. Do you believe that this is how you are a sinner?" "Yes, Mommy. Do you believe this?" And we went through the gospel and he said, "Yes, Mommy, I believe those things." And I said, "Then you have confessed with your mouth and you've believed in your heart, so you are saved." And he said, "Do I have the Holy Spirit to help me?" I said, "You have the Holy Spirit to help you." And he said, "But what else do I need to do?" And I said, "That's the good news of the gospel. You just have to believe. You don't have to do anything else." And to see the weight of works lifted from him and the hope that he now had, not in his own works, but in the hope that he had in Jesus Christ, and the way that his behavior has changed because he's no longer striving to please me or to please God. He rests in the hope that he has in the salvation in Christ is so amazing. And I hope that what you don't hear me saying is I gave my son the gospel and then he received Christ. And so that you need to go and give your kids the gospel, check, check, works, and then they'll receive Christ, check, check. But that really it was the Holy Spirit was moving and working in my heart to give me the words to say to my son. And then the Holy Spirit was working and moving in my son's heart so that he could receive what I said. And so it really was the work of the Holy Spirit. And that has been the most freeing thing for me as a parent, is to realize that if my kids are going to become Christians, it's going to be because of the work of the Holy Spirit, not because of the work I do as a parent.